Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Paranormal Science.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Paranormal Science. I am Joe Hawk.
I'm Stan Zurich.
I'm Kelly MacRae.
And I'm Ed MacDaddy MacRae.
We have a full studio today, minus the Mark.
Yeah,
we miss you, Mark.
Seems to be a lot of extra stools in this place today.
There is, right? They must have had a party in here or something.
They didn't invite us. What's going on with that?
Right, right. Well, I'll be honest with you, though. It's good to be back, guys. It's good to be back.
Welcome back,
Hawk, man.
Took another little hiatus, but I'll be doing that periodically for at least the next couple months just to get life in order. But I want everybody to know I'm still here, and I appreciate all the Facebook messages and everything else that's going on. And yes, I'm still a part of Paranormal Science. Yes, I'm still here. And I'm glad you guys are concerned and asking. I appreciate that. It makes me feel good that I have, I didn't know I had personal followers, but that makes me feel good. It really does. And I thank you guys for that. But I'll tell you, when I'm not here, you'd never know because you guys do a phenomenal job, by the way.
Thank you. But awesome. We miss you, brother.
Awesome. Yes, thank you.
And now we're missing Mark. I mean, we almost have a full lab tonight.
Right? Almost. Almost. Yeah.
We'll get it one of these days.
I'm sure Mark's listening somewhere. I'm convinced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of love to your brother, Mark.
That's right. So what do we got tonight, guys? Anything good, bad, and different? What?
Oh, what's new? What's happening?
Well, I've been busy. I know that.
Oh, you're right?
Unfortunately, yeah. It wasn't paranormal, but I've been busy.
So, you have been, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm just running. But like all of us, you know, but we still make time for this because we love doing it and we love getting out to the listeners.
I know Mark actually, and you, Stan, talked about, what was it last week, about the Pennhurst.
Right? Pennhurst.
It was, I was there, good time. It was a good time there. Met a lot of good people. Kelly and I met the girls from, what is it? Paranormal Party? Paranormal Talk? Talk Party?
Paranormal
I can't remember.
Party.
I'm sorry now.
Paranormal Party?
Yeah, I'll let you guys know, but let me tell you something. They're awesome. I love the Southern Draws. They're great girls. They really are, I'll tell you. They actually invited us on their radio show. So
all right.
When we're on there, we'll let our listeners know.
They're
internet-based, so anybody can kind of listen to it. So that should be a good show. That should definitely be a good show. I know Kelly's looking it up now, right?
I am, actually, yes.
And unfortunately, because of work, I couldn't get to that with you.
I was
looking forward to it, but, you know, Pennhurst will happen again, and I will be there.
Oh, yeah, Pennhurst. I'll tell you.
I had hoped I was there. It was supposed to be at a graduation party, but...
You were sick, right?
I was sick.
And you never made it to the party. I didn't know that.
Didn't make it to the party. I was home.
So Stan missed out on two things on that same day.
Yes.
That's not, oh, Stan, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're rolling some bad dice there.
I don't know what's going on. It seems like every couple of weeks I'm down.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. It's that happened to me. There's supposed to be a mass for my mom and dad and last Sunday.
Love your parents, man.
Thank you, sir. The Sunday before last, and I woke up sick as a dog. They're in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m., went back to bed, woke back up. A buddy of mine was supposed to be getting married later that night, a childhood friend of mine, Tony Biscone and his wife, Amy. They're actually off now on their honeymoon. I wish them the best.
Well, congrats.
And unfortunately, I missed their wedding because of it.
Really?
And then, yeah, I never made it to either one. I never made it to my mom and dad's mass or anything. And it was just, I don't know if it's something going around or what. It was a stomach issue, the whole nine yards.
Exactly.
I woke up Monday, I was fine. So I don't know what it was. It's just a 24-hour thing.
Get you for a day or two and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
At least you're back up and moving, though. We're glad to have you back here in the lab.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's, like I said, it's great to be back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have a guest calling in. Stacey Martin from Urban Post. She was at East Coast Paracon last year.
Oh, yeah.
She ended up becoming, you know, good friends of ours. We actually met up with her. We were at Pennhurst, Kel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, she's got a lot of interesting things. Going on. She's going to be talking about that when she does call in.
And she does have that new product.
She does have the new product, which I'll let her tell everyone about.
Yeah, let's keep that a little secret.
Keep that on the wraps.
You got to tune in. But the people that have sent the love to me, you're going to want to hear this new product. I'll tell you that right now. Even those that don't, you're still going to want to hear about this new product. it's great. It works phenomenal. And I have to admit...
And it does have great energy to it.
It does. It does. Would you not agree? I think it does.
I do. I agree 100%.
I do. Did you
Stan,
find the name
yet? You weigh in on that?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Did you find the name yet, Kel?
Of course.
And? Any drum roll?
Yeah, Sisters of Salem Paranormal Party.
Sisters of Salem Paranormal
I thought you
Party.
Said down, for some reason, out of my head, you said down south.
I'm because sure. they have they're, that draw. Well, they're from...
They have the Boston accent.
No.
Oh, they're from Virginia?
Virginia?
They're from Virginia. See, Stan?
And they're up you north. Take a mass, Salem mass, Stan.
Yeah, wait, is there another Salem, Virginia?
Well, obviously. Salem, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they were going like Salem witches, you know, that kind of Salem.
No.
Which, by the way, we got our tickets, didn't we?
I don't know. I know they're ordered. Yeah, I don't know if we got them in.
But, you know, I like Stan's train of thought on the paranormal science, paranormal with Salem.
That's true.
I like that, Stan.
Always thinking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. But, they were awesome girls. And they do have that southern draw. And I'll tell you, it's just... I love it.
So,
I do.
So let me ask this before she calls in, Stacey. When you guys were there at Pennhurst, did you experience anything within the halls or the building?
Sorry for laughing. I was with them last year when he experienced something.
Thanks, Dan. yeah. Anything paranormal is what you're asking him?
Yeah.
That was paranormal.
That was paranormal.
How about the energy of the building? Not only with the vendors, but just when you were there, walking through the building.
I noticed my throat was very, very dry all day.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's probably from some of the asbestos we were inhaling.
That was falling on your head.
Yeah,
that was
falling
day.
On my head, yeah. but I will tell you this. No, all kidding, joking aside, we start talking to our friends we just spoke about from the Sister Salem Sisters, whatever.
Misty and Ashley.
Yes. We were talking to them, and... We're talking about a really a personal thing that was going on with them, and the energy in the room was really starting to flow.
Okay.
And of course, I won't mention it over the air because it is personal, but I will tell you this, as I started to talk and offer my suggestions, if you will, literally, and it had to truly be the energy. There was stuff just falling. Like if someone was like shaking and grating the ceiling, just plaster and like stuff.
And it was only on him.
It was only on me.
I was
just bouncing
you.
Energy. No, snowing seriously, on you. It was just the energy
no
I was giving
he
off.
No matter where you stood, it was only on him.
Yeah, wow. It was awesome. It was like either something was doing that to me or just my energy. But I will assure you that it was pounding off. I mean, like just falling like flakes on me.
I would say it was the energy. That's what I would guess. No, I mean, no windows open for drafts or anything like that.
No.
No ceiling fans, obviously.
Even if it was, like Kelly said.
It was only on him.
Literally, I actually moved because I thought it was the area I was standing.
And it followed you.
And they're like, oh, there's stuff falling. I'm like, yeah, so I move. Uh-huh. And then we start talking about it again, and it starts following me again. And like Kelly, like she is now laughing.
Wow.
And like it's in my, well, I would say hair, but it's not. But it's like all over my head. It's all over my shoulders. I'm like, what the heck's going on? So I moved to the other side, and I kept doing it again. I'm like, it's just me, obviously. It's just me.
Wow.
Yeah, these guys had nothing on them. So I was just like, it's just.
How about anybody else down there? Did anybody else come forward with, like, they got anything on camera?
No,
you guys
we were with... In that one room, we were with, three or four other vendors in that room?
There were three vendors.
Yeah, besides them. Because like they were like little like cubby cutouts. Uh-huh. And nothing. I mean, nobody else was complaining of anything.
Wow. Now, last year when we were there, Joe, remember that couple? They said they, in the other building, not the building you were in, the other building, there was that lady and her significant other, the other guy that's with her. She was had the recorder, and she says, "We're getting something. We're in this room." And remember at the very entrance?
Yes.
Yeah, she kept saying they heard things moving around. They had voices and different things.
Wow. That was last year. That's right, Stan. But yeah, this year, as far as, I mean, Kel, anything abnormal, paranormal, nothing that, right? I wouldn't say anything.
No, I don't think so.
No. I mean, walked around, talked to most of the vendors. We didn't go on the tour. Stacy would be the one to ask, actually, when we talked to her.
She did the tour.
I'm almost positive. I know she had tickets to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she actually did or not.
All right.
Because if I was going to stay, I was actually going to go with her.
Yes.
But, you know, we ended up leaving. But so I don't know if she did or she didn't, but we'll find that out. I'm actually going to take a break because I'm pretty sure this is her calling in. So I'm going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll start with her.
Sounds great.
Hey, it's Mark Kies from Paranormal Science. Did you ever get that feeling like you have 1,000 demons tearing at your back? You know the pain. Are you uncomfortable in your own body, like you're possessed with somebody else's torment and suffering? You don't need an exorcist. You need chiropractics. Dedicated to providing the best chiropractic and rehabilitative care possible, Chiropractics will get you back into the body you remember. Chiropractics, 569 Pier Street, Kingston, PA. Check them out on the web, getchiropractics.com, T-I-X on the end, or call 570-288-5800 and get back to living.
Well, hi there. Elmer here again. I'm here to talk to you about the East Coast Paracon. It's going to be this September. That's right, this September 24th at the Marketplace at Steamtown. That's in Scranton. There's going to be all kinds of people there. Ghost hunters, physics. No, wait, physics? There's not going to be physics there. There's going to be psychics. Had a physic once and was running to the bathroom for days. That's another story. Anyway, September 24th, the Marketplace at Steamtown. Come and see the ghost and the psychics and somebody with big feet. Yes, 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 we can all have fun there. Talk to you soon.
All right, welcome back, Paranormal Science. I believe Stacy's on the line. Stacy, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, welcome, how are you? Stacey.
Good.
Did you, were you listening to our commercials and stuff just now?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of Elmer?
Pretty funny. Was that you?
No. It was not me. It was not me. We quasi introduced you in our opening, just chit-chatting back and forth here. Do you want to tell us who you are, what you're doing, and why you're talking to us now?
Okay. Do you want me to talk about my store, or do you want me to talk about Urban Essentials?
You know, let's do the store first, and then we'll go with Urban Essentials.
Okay. My name's Stacy Martin, and I've been in business for 5.5 years. I have a store called Urban Post and also an art gallery called the Post and Lintel Art Gallery. We carry over 50 different local artists goods, and we also have national artists as well that have goods in our store. So there's a lot of unique, one-of-a-kind pieces all throughout that you can find. We're not a store where you have 6 of the same item or anything. The most we carry is 3 of the same item, and then we never restock it again. So every time you come into the store, it's something completely different, a different experience, and you're always finding something new and original. So you're not walking around like somebody else having the same thing on or same piece of jewelry or anything like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we also have like pottery and jewelry and clothing and home decor. We have metal sculptures. We have soaps. We have essential oil sprays. All those kinds of things.
That's awesome. I know you had come to East Coast Paracon last year.
Mm-hmm.
And How do you think, like, I've seen you move so many different things. I mean, you pretty much bring a lot of your store with you, which is awesome.
Yes.
That's got to be, I mean, it's got to be a lot. You carry your essential oils and sprays, and I mean, you really do.
They're heavy.
They are. I've seen you come with at least three or four different suitcases and stuff, and you do. So anybody that's going to come to East Coast Paracon, I mean, they're going to get at least a very good taste of what your store has to offer.
I bring a lot of journals with me. I bring messenger bags that are made by the company that makes for the military, so they're really, really strong and durable, but they're very trendy. I bring sprays. I bring sage and feathers and some jewelry, you know, gemstone jewelry, things like that. So I bring a lot of things, so you get a taste, a feel of the store.
Right, absolutely, and you do too. I mean, you do a great job. Now,
thanks.
Let's talk about what you're going to be doing. You're having a grand reopening.
Yes. Right? Yeah, this Friday, and I'm sort of freaking out about it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, it took about 3 days to get the dust off the walls. We ground the floor down to expose the concrete.
Right.
And so the lady at the rental place didn't tell us that you put a dry vac, that you rent a dry vac to put on the back of the grinder. Mm-hmm. And so a whole week, three eighths of an inch of the floor came up, and it's all dust and ended up on all the walls in 3,000 square feet worth of store.
Oh my
so God. It's been crazy. Joe, you should have been coming here to help me.
Yeah, right. I should have. But I'll tell you when I will be there. I'll be there to help you with your grand opening on June 17th.
Yes, absolutely. Right? This Friday. That's amazing.
Yes, and I'm very honored and pleased that we're doing that, and to be a part of it, I really am. So it's going to be from 5 to 9, correct?
Yes, 5 to 9 on Friday. And then Saturday we have an art reception from 6:30 to 9 to introduce the Postone Rental Art Gallery into the new space.
Awesome.
So there's two events going on this weekend, and you're going to be there Friday.
I am.
And, yep.
Stacy, where's your store located at?
It's 308 Market Street in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, which is right by Bucknell University.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Union County.
How long do you think it would take from, I mean, you were up here at the mall at Steamtown, which is now the marketplace at Steamtown. How long do you think it takes to get here, roughly?
Without getting lost, I think it's like an hour and a half.
So that's not too bad.
No, it's not a bad road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all. There was a lot of construction last time I came up there. So if the construction is cleared up, it should be a lot quicker.
That's awesome. So yeah, like I said, I have to go back to the fact that I'm going to be there Friday. I'm honored that you had asked me to be there and stuff. And I'll be doing autographs, whatever that's worth. Anybody that's interested, any of our listeners or stuff, I would suggest, especially if you're into what we're talking about, because you have a lot of different metaphysical stuff also. Which leads me into your essentials oils.
If you
is it a special one?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there
what'd
a special
you say?
One you're offering for the special guest that'll be there on Friday? I want to throw that out.
Okay. All right. We have a special spray called The Hawk.
Yes.
And it was created just for Joe. It's named after Joe. And it is basically a spray for vigilance. It's the ultimate ghost hunting spray. It's a protector. It also helps ground you, protect you, give you strength, power, energy. It protects you from negativity and psychic vampires, which is very, very important if you're ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
It protects your aura. It also protects energy leaks, so it's not draining off of you. And it smells amazing.
Yes.
I know when Joe puts this on, it works with his pheromones, and You know, last time we had this spray, there was five guys that came up and was like, what is he wearing? they're like, I want some of that. So a lot of women bought it for their man this last show that we were at Pennhurst.
That's awesome.
Because they love the spray, the smell so much. But it's a Reiki charged essential oil crystal spray. Well,
that's what I was going to say.
So I actually...
No, Stacey, let me just interrupt you real quick. That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, even though we're boosting up this way, but I wanted to let people know, like, this is truly, not only does it smell great, but it truly has a meaning behind it, like you were saying, and the fact that it's, like, this is no joke, like, as you were saying, and I'll let you explain it now. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but...
oh, that's okay.
This is, you know, like you said, Reiki charged, and there's so much more behind this that it can actually help you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Yeah, it actually has, we have a Reiki master who puts energy into the stones, into the sprays. And then I have a local shaman here who I'm friends with who blesses everything and puts his energy and well intentions and charges everything up. So every time you shake that bottle, it re-energizes everything. And, you know, the stones that I put in there, the gemstones, everything that goes into that bottle is with the intention to create what we're trying to create with each individual spray. I have about 12 different sprays that do different things.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and not for nothing, but it's... I have to say, you know, I'm very honored that you'd put my name on that, and I do truly appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, it's like you said, for especially for the ghost hunter, and what we always preach here at Paranormal Science and the PPA, and we've even spoke about it at East Coast Paracon. Everything that you do is magnified by the intent behind it. And as you're saying, you know,
yep.
You know, when you charge, you know, when the crystals are put in and the stones and you know, and the shaman blesses it, it's all with the intent. And then, you know, the mixture that you created just does truly smell phenomenal. And you did it with everything in mind. And I want you to kind of give people a little bit of the ingredients in there also so they understand and what they do. But, you know, so with all that great intent behind it, it just makes it that much more of a positive and truly awesome, you know, product.
You know, I got to throw this in there. I mean, anybody that knows the Hawk, man, you went above and beyond, and you hit it on the head for all the high points of that spray, because that's what this man stands for. I've been friends with him all my life, and he's an awesome man. You know that. You've met him. Anybody's blessed to know this man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
So, do you want to know the ingredients and why I put them in there? Is that
Absolutely. Let them know. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Clear quartz I put in there. It has power, energy, clarity. It's balancing. It provides focus. It also helps manifest, protect, healing, channeling. It also energizes other stones. It also clears negativity, negative energy. It counters black magic, and it's good for astral travel. Red jasper I use for energy, strength, rebirth, stamina, and spiritual grounding. Brown jasper is a comforting stone. It's good for grounding, protection, stabilizes the aura, balances, centers, and is good for self-esteem. Labradorite, which is an amazing stone. It protects from negativity, psychic vampires, brings serendipity and synchronicity. It protects your aura. And I put a couple of these that have same qualities in there to really amp up the protection. So it prevents energy leaks. It gives you stronger psychic communication abilities and allows contact with beings from other dimensions, which is really important for ghost hunting.
Absolutely.
And then the essential oils that go in there. Pine needle is for protection, grounding, direction, and mindfulness. Vetiver is for wisdom, grounding, protection, self-esteem, and honor. Patchouli is grounding, astuteness, reasonability, and stimulation. Lavender is very restorative. Sage is cleansing, which you really need after you ghost hunt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it provides courage, grounding, and perseverance. Cinnamon is for prosperity and protection. The rosemary is clarity, energy, and uplifting. And then, that's what's in the spray. So
that's awesome. I mean, again, like I said, I'm very honored to have my name on that. And it's a phenomenal.
I'm glad your name's on it. Yeah. You know.
Thank you so much. Now you mentioned, of course, there's some other sprays too. And what do they do? Like what aspects do they have?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have a cleansing sage smudge spray.
Which smells exactly like if you're burning sage. It does. It smells great.
Yes. Yeah. And it has a lot of stones in it. To help with different things. But it also is a smokeless sage smudge, so you don't have to burn it, but you can actually wear it and protect yourself from negative coworkers. I know everybody has that pain in the ass coworker who is just like, oh my God, here they come again. You know, so when you're in your cubicle or your office or whatever, you can spray yourself after they leave and cleanse yourself so that their negativity doesn't stick to you.
Cleansing the air.
Which is... Yeah, cleansing the air, cleansing yourself. You can also spray your home with it, too. We have something called Ethereal Dreams, which helps you sleep. I'm a severe insomniac, so I created this for myself. But I also don't have very dreams that I can remember. So this one also lets you interact within your dreams. Which is really neat.
Something I'd be interested in. I have that same problem. I don't sleep well, and I cannot remember my dreams.
So this one's a really great one for you. It's really neat that you can sort of begin to interact within your dreams, too.
And you kind of miss that part when you're sleeping, because that's part of sleeping. You want to have your dreams
right.
And kind of remember what you dreamt about.
Right. And it doesn't keep you awake, but it gives you enough that you're able to...
That subconscious.
Interact. Yep, absolutely. It interacts with your subconscious, yep.
I'm going to ask you to bring some of that back with me for me, brother. That's a small task.
I will.
Please,
sir. I'll bring some back. Remind me, Stacey, when I'm down there, all right?
Okay, perfect. Right. And we have a really great one that we sold out of at Pennhurst. It's called Fallen Apart. And it's really great for arthritis, fibromyalgia, relieves aches and pains. It's helpful for menstrual pains, headaches, migraines. And it just soothes you when you spray it. But it also has the number one anti-inflammatory found on the planet in this bottle.
Really?
So I have an essential oil in here that is the number one anti-inflammatory found on the planet, and it's in this spray. It's called Fallen Apart. I actually have to give out 6 more orders. I took orders there, and I'm waiting for my shaman to come back from the Canary Islands before I ship them out. So...
Nice.
That's
when
a
they're coming
one.
Back, I want one.
Will he be back by
Friday?
It's
a great spray. I have restless leg syndrome really bad, and so I spray this on my legs every night.
Will he be back before Friday?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry. I don't think so, but I can ship it to you. Okay. So I can ship it to you.
Mm-hmm. All right,
send
that's
money
awesome.
With Joe.
That's awesome. Yeah, Kelly's going to send money with me, she said.
Joe, just get ready to have the whole back of your car filled.
I'll be taking one of you. I'll be taking one of your suitcases home full of stuff with this guy.
Load it up.
Yep, that's right.
Right. Yep.
Don't you have just a trailer?
Yeah, I'll loan you my little trailer.
There you go. That's funny. That is funny. But, I mean, these sprays are the real deal, honestly. And I'll tell you what, when you talk about smelling great, all of them, I mean, I've smelled, of course, all of them, you know, and we helped shake them up, which is a truly important thing if anybody does get any of your sprays, is to make sure that they shake that up to recharge that energy. Mm-hmm. And they all smell great. Getting back to the sage one, though, just for our audience, I think that's you know, anybody that wants to cleanse their home, clear their home, they think they may have something negative in there, or just to kind of, just to keep the, you know, the positive chi and the positive energy flowing. Like you said, it's smokeless, so it's great for people like with asthma and so on and so forth. It's also
Absolutely.
It's also great for, you know, if you do a public area. And a lot of our listeners, you know, are you know, involved in ghost hunting and stuff. So you have to worry about lighting fire in the middle of someone's kitchen. You know, it used to go, but truly, and the benefit in addition to just regular sage, even if you do use sage, is that, is that it has all the other effects of it being blessed. And again, going with those intentions of all the other crystals that you have in that bottle, it just magnifies that. So it actually is, if I dare to say, actually better than just regular sage itself because of all the other intent behind it and all the other stuff that's involved in it.
Now, if you do buy a bundle of sage, I get my sage from Cherokee Indians. They hand pick my sage bundles too, and then they wrap them in a blessing. But the sage smudge spray is really, you know, with all the crystals and the Reiki and the shaman and everything, it really has a lot of added benefit.
Now, see, I just learned something. I did not know that's where you got your sage from. That's awesome.
And my cedar and my Palo Santo.
Really? All right, so I am going to take a briefcase down, guys, because I need some of that stuff now, especially for that.
Yeah, your eyes lit up when she said Cherokee Indian.
Absolutely. You're talking about my roots.
Nice.
You know what? I'll tell you, I'm actually going to just hang tight with Stacey. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back to talk more.
Hey, it's Elmer here. Did you hear what's coming to the marketplace of Steamtown? There's going to be a pair of cons up there. Yep, not sure what Joe and Stan did, but they're bringing the East Coast Paracon back to Scranton. They got ghost hunters, psychics, people talking about UFOs, and lots more. September 24th, the marketplace at Steamtown. I wonder what they did to become a Paracons. Hope they don't steal nothing at the mall. Talk to you soon.
Warning. This program may contain material that is controversial to some listeners. Spontaneous enlightenment may occur.
All right, welcome back, Paranormal Science. You know what? I love the Elmer commercials. I have to say it. I love it. It's awesome. I have to. They are.
Unless Elmer's going to help.
Huh? There is. There's a lot more to come, right?
Yeah. Elmer's going to help Stacy carry her stuff into the Paracon.
We'll send Elmer.
He's
going
to carry my suitcases.
Well, somebody needs to. We need this. I'll tell you.
You guys are awesome like that, by the way. Like, being a woman, you know, coming by yourself and this and that. You guys were right there to help me carry everything in, which is amazing.
Well, thank you.
You know, yeah, you guys really go above and beyond and really make it really nice for the vendors and, you know, take the stress and anxiety off by letting us come the night before to set up and things like that. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's great to hear. I understand. That's,
yes, it is. That's, it is. I mean, we love hearing that. Yeah.
It's, you know, like we always say, we go to other Paracons and stuff. We help, you know, other Paracons promote. We promote that. And the feedback like yours, which we truly appreciate, it only helps to build us better, you know, and thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's true. You know, it was my very first Paracon, and I was very impressed in how organized it was and how you guys, I mean, you had like 10 people there to help me carry in my stuff. It was amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we try. We're hoping to, you know, I'll let everybody hear on a little secret. You know, it's, as you can hear in the commercials, of course, it's here September 24th. Again, we're having it this year. This is our second year. And we're already, how many tables over what we had last year, Stan?
We're about 15 to 20 tables past what we were last year.
Wow, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So it's going to be even bigger and better than last year. So
in last year, we had over 13 psychics. This year, we're hoping to surpass that.
Right. So and you know, we have a lot of a lot of return vendors such as yourself, Stacy, with Urban Post, and I'll tell you what, and we thank you guys for that for returning to us, and that must mean something that you guys are returning, and we truly appreciate it.
Oh yeah.
But it's just, I'm so surprised that we're already that many over on the tables, and we've got still some months to come. So,
mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Getting back to your essential oils, what made you start doing this? Let's talk a little bit about Stacy and how you decided to come up with Urban Post.
Okay, with Urban Post or Urban Essentials?
Oh, I'm sorry, Urban Essentials.
Okay. I was growing my psychic ability and things for the last couple of years now with a really renowned psychic that is local. And she was carrying this sage smudge spray. And I was like, oh, this is great, you know. And so she says, you should start carrying this in your store. And I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. So I started carrying it in my store. Well, I was doing these Paracons, and I loved helping people and educating people and things like that. And I called her in January to place another order because I had Pennhurst coming up, and she's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I went out of business. And I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
So I'm like, are you serious? Like, what am I going to do? So I started doing tons of research. And you came to me about creating a spray, you know, and I'm like, that's perfect. I think that's wonderful. And so I was under the gun. Oh my gosh, I got to really educate myself. So I, you know, did tons of research on crystals because I was learning about crystals anyway. And I was learning about essential oils because I wanted to carry them in my store. But with Pennhurst coming up, I was really under the gun because I couldn't miss that event. So I did tons and tons of research, and each spray that I created, I tried to choose the best crystals for what I was trying to do. Same with the essential oils and things like that. So some of the essential oils, I have up to 9 essential oils in one bottle because they all offer different kinds of things. So, but I really wanted to make my spray something different. I know people, other people have sprays, but they might not have the Reiki charge crystals, and they definitely don't have the shaman in there.
Well, you know what? That is exactly, not to cut you off, but that's exactly what we're talking about on the break. And one of the things that I wanted to really truly express about your stuff is that, it's not just your average spray, like you said, like you were just starting to say, you know, and you could tell the difference in the quality and in the smell. You could tell the fact of, you know, everybody, like you said, there's a lot of different oils out there and sprays and stuff, but you kind of set the benchmark for it. You've added, like you said yourself, 7 in 1 bottle. I mean, that's almost unheard of. Usually someone has a specific spray for one thing, so you have to buy all different 7 to get your prescribed response, where you can buy one a product and to service those 7 I things that you want. So
And I also have a binder too that I have at the shows, and it tells you everything that's in there, because the labels are a little small on the bottles, but it tells you everything that's in there, and then it tells you exactly what the gemstones do and what the essential oils do, so that you can look through and choose the best spray for you and what you're trying to achieve.
Oh, I see. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is. Yeah. I know when you were here, we had Mary Barrett, you had come up with, that's actually kind of when we soft introduced the Hawkspray. And you took the time to talk to a friend of mine, Dave, that was here, and had some issues going on and that. And I want you to tell you on his behalf of how much he appreciated you taking that time, because you could have been, you know, sitting there and, you know, pushing your product and selling out and this and that, but you chose to sit there and have the time and talk to him while Mary was doing her thing. And I want to thank you, number one, as you know, a part of the ECPC team, and having you there and just to show the quality of person you are to do that. I want to extend that and thank you from both of all of us, actually.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So yeah. I will tell the people that are listening, you know, if you can't make it Friday to come down to her shop, you know, you will be here, of course, at ECPC in 2016, September 24th. And, you know, so to definitely stop by your booth, because you take a above and beyond. You, like I said, you'll explain, and you just take the time, and definitely top quality there.
Mm-hmm.
Huck. Oh, thank you.
Huck, you said you'd
and they can also, if they don't come here, they can also go on my website, too. And order that way too.
Go ahead, throw that
out. I don't
there.
Have all the sprays there, but.
Tell them how they could get there. What's your website?
UrbanPostCo.com.
All right. And Stan, what were you saying before?
I said you're going to be signing autographs there.
Right on the
bottle.
Right on the bottle. Because you should have them sign the bottle. Everybody.
Right on the label. Right on the label.
Right. I will do that, yes.
Buy a bottle of Hawk, get a free signature.
There you go, right, yeah. Free autograph for every purchase of the Hawk.
Everybody's got a cell phone. Take a selfie with you.
There you go. Yeah. That'd be
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. And if I'll have the labels there, too. I'll have a whole bunch of labels. So if we run out of the actual sprays, what we'll do is I'll have you sign the labels so that when I'm able to send them out, when they're all made, because I make them all by myself, that we'll send it out with a signature label as well.
I'll do that. That's awesome.
Is awesome. Yes.
That is awesome.
Great idea.
And that's the other thing. I said, you always go above and beyond. You always think ahead. And another thing I want to mention too, and you brought it up again, and I forgot last time. These things, correct me if I'm wrong, get stronger and more potent as time goes on.
Yes, absolutely. The essential oils blend amongst themselves, the crystals as well. So as a bottle sits longer, it gets more potent and more energy and things like that. So the smell also blends a lot better. I think you're seeing that with your bottle that you have.
Yes.
Just don't put it in a car.
Right.
Don't leave it in a car and don't put it in sunlight because that breaks down the essential oils.
Excellent safety tip, because I did both of those.
I wasn't going to call you out on the radio.
No, I'll admit it. No, that's okay, Stace. That's all right. I'll admit it. My first official bottle of the Hawk, I goofed up people because I left it in my car, in the heat, in the sun, and you're not supposed to do that. So I learned, so now I know. But I will tell you this. The way to combat that, though, true ghost hunters that are out there all the time and stuff like that. And I say ghost hunters loosely, of course, paranormal investigators, whatever, or people that just want to, that go around and do this and want to cleanse their home. I truly would suggest, and this is not Stacy, this is me, and a selling point or not, I truly would probably get two bottles. And the reason why I say that is this, is because the one you can use immediately, but the other one sits. And as you said, the longer it sits, the better it gets. So, you know, what you purchase today still works just as good, don't get me wrong, but as the strength grows and the time goes, so therefore if you have a second one, I think it's just that much better. So then when you're midway through that or halfway through that or whatever, buy your other one and continue to stack it like that. That way it has time to sit and actually, energize more.
That's a great idea. Yeah, and I do have a Ghost Adventurer's spray as well that does have sage in there for cleansing as well.
Oh, okay, so it has sage mixed in there as well.
It's just such a big variety. I mean, you offer for your customers. It's awesome. I mean, just something like that. I mean, you got something for everyone.
Thank you. I was trying to think of different things for like the spiritual community. What would be really great? I have one called Let Go of the Negative Shit, which is a negativity release spray, which people seem to like too.
All right, that's cool. Stan, you want to say something?
Yeah, well, do you custom mix anything? Like, I wouldn't know what, we'd mix for. If somebody came in with some odd situations, would you mix something up for them?
Yeah,
So you do?
Yeah, I can absolutely do my research and see about something that would be the best. That might just be a little bit of an upcharge, but not much.
All right.
Yep. So, but it does take a lot of research to come up with a spray that actually smells good, where the essential oils blend nice, because sometimes you could get something really rancid. So you really have to do your research in what blends really well that has the properties that you want.
And that's the thing I think people should realize too. Like you said, you can't just, it's not like they're going to go in there and you're going to, mix up this magic potion and hand it to them right then and there. I mean, you could do that if you weren't real, but the fact of the matter is, since you're real and you want to offer the best quality, it takes, no, because seriously, I'm sure there's some people out there that do that, but you like to, like you said, and which I absolutely respect, is the fact that you like to do your, to basically do your investigation, do your study. Yeah, right. Make sure.
Yeah, it has my name on it,
Exactly.
I want to make sure that it's a good product.
Right. Absolutely.
You take pride in your work, and it shows, and that's it. You strive to give the very best, and, you know, it takes time. Like Joe just said, you just can't slap that together, 1, 2, 3 in a bottle. And it's going to be a quality product when you get it to them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we only have a few minutes left, Stace, but let them, you want to talk about your Facebook page, tell people how to get a hold of you, and again about the grand opening, and we'll go from there.
Okay, my Facebook page is facebook.com/urbanpost, and we're also on Twitter and Instagram, and our grand reopening is this Friday from 5 to 9, and then if you can't make it on that day, that's the day that Joe's going to be there, but if you can't make it on that day, Saturday we have an art reception called Old Faces, New Perspectives, and that's by all the artists that we've had in 5.5 years that chose to join us, the show. So we're going to have catering by Mama Lorelei's, which is absolutely delicious. And we'll have wine. So that right there is a reason to come. And that's from 6:30 to 9 on Saturday.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And your website again?
www.urbanpostco@gmail.com. urbanpostco.com.
There you go. All right, so no Gmail, just .com. Gotcha.
Yep.
Stacey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too, and we will see you Friday.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thanks for calling in, Stacey. Have a good night.
See ya. All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's just an awesome person.
Very nice lady.
She is.
Very nice.
If and when you ever meet her in person, she's just, like you said, she's just very personable, Stan. She's, you know, mm-hmm. I remember when we talked to her when she first, when we first met her, actually.
First met her.
Yep. And she's been awesome.
She really has. When I ran into her at the Paracon last year, just a very natural and personable person. Well, I mean, you just right off.
It's like you knew her when you talk to her.
Exactly.
It's so easy to talk to her.
Yep.
It's like,
you're absolutely correct. You're right. That's spot on. You're right. It's. I'm honored to be working with her. You know, I was going down and, you know, promoting her and stuff like that, which I think is great. And I'm honored to do that. And the fact of, you know, the whole spray, which is awesome in itself.
But, and she hit that nail right in the head with you, bro. Yeah,
well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know, you never know. There might be an ECPC spray coming up or a stand spray. You don't know. Right. I mean, Stacey's she's always on the looking. You know, she's always trying to like she said, her name's on it, and she does put her pride and work into it.
Could be a surprise unveiling at the Paracon for ECPC spray.
There you go.
Oh, wink, wink,
if she's still listening, she's probably in there going, open. Oh, great. See what he got me into now.
Got more work to do.
More work. Well, she got a couple of months.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
Not many months, though. Not many. No.
But that's the thing, right? Only three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really only
it's
three.
Coming up pretty quick.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta get going on that. But I know we're in talks now. So those out there listening, this is a little flash response. Cheryl Ray Evans, one of our psychics, she's actually going to be doing a gallery type reading for us for UCPC, most likely at the 98 Grove Street up at the.
Petro.
Iron Skillet. Yes, mm-hmm. The Petro.
What is that? The Penn State Room, it's called in the back there?
I think they used to call it that. I'm not sure if they still do, but yeah, anybody that's familiar with it, the Penn State Room. And I'll tell you, Cheryl, phenomenal psychic. She's very good. Yeah. Anybody that's, you know.
Works the PPA.
Yep, that's right. Awesome. She works the PPA. She, you know, she does her own stuff on the side. And Cheryl's very good. So we're looking at doing an event with her.
And she's done galleries for us before, and they were sellouts.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be like almost like a Teresa Caputo gallery. Not that big. I wish it was. But what I mean by that is, you know, not necessarily everybody's going to get red, but it's still going to be a good time. Right. So we'll let everybody know the details on that. Here's the music already. I forgot how quick an hour goes.
It's fast.
Wow. Thanks again to Urban Post, Stacey, for calling in. I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Stan Zurich.
I'm Kelly McRae.
I'm Ed Mac Daddy McRae.
Don't forget to keep the faith.
And sleep tight.